Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Sanjeev Goyal, and today you're going to be listening to Dr. David Kushnacko. David received an Honors Bachelor of Science degree in Molecular Biology and Molecular Genetics from the University of Toronto, Canada. He then completed his Doctor of Chiropractic at the Canadian Memorial Chiropractic College in Toronto in 1992. He was an instructor in microbiology and physical modalities at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine, Toronto, as well as anatomy, orthopedics, and pathophysiology at the several private massage therapy colleges. David joined Meditech International in 2011 as the Director of Education and Training, where he instructs monthly certification courses, webinars, and advanced trainings in photobiomodulation, also known as low-level light therapy, and lectures at conferences and post-secondary institutions throughout Canada, USA, and around the world. He has presented at the 2017 North American Association of Laser Therapy in San Diego, California, and the 2017 Africa National Chiropractic Congress in Cape Town, South Africa. He also serves as a clinician at Meditech's Laser Rehabilitation Clinic in Toronto, operated by Dr. Fred Kahn. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Sanjeev Goyal, and you're listening to the Advanced Anti-Aging and Technology Summit. And today I have Dr. David Kushnacko, who's a chiropractor in the Toronto area, who's going to be talking about photobiomodulation. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm great, Sanjeev. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for joining me today. I understand that you work at a clinic outside Toronto, and you provide a treatment based on this technology of photobiomodulation.
Right. So I'm a clinician. I'm a chiropractor by profession. I've been involved with the technique is called photobiomodulation. And as a clinician and chiropractor, we use it for different types of conditions, but it can be used widely from everything from, dermatological issues, neurological issues, wound healing. There's lots of benefits that the body can actually get from this. I got interested in the field. I personally had some serious injuries and ended up coming to this clinic. And it really helped me recover. And as a clinician, I hadn't really used it very much. So when I got here and saw the effects, I ended up working with Dr. Fred Kahn, who's the CEO of Meditech, and he manufactures and distributes a medical device called BioFlex laser therapy or light therapy. So I've been working with him and the team here for 10 or 11 years now. I'm the director of education and training as well. So, I broadcast webinars and do the trainings of other doctors and clinicians. I also, work with the general public because we also offer devices used at home for different types of issues as well.
That's so interesting. We have a device ourselves in our clinic, and I know I've attended your training about 2 years ago. So maybe before we even get into photobiomodulation and how you're using it now at the clinic, if you could take us through, like, how did you even get into, like, get exposed? You said you were a patient. And so how did this treatment have an impact on your condition?
Right. So, in my training as a chiropractor, I was made aware of this type of therapy, but it wasn't really widely used. But when I came here, I had some serious issues with my back and injury to my leg, a few other things as well too. I wasn't really sure what to make of it because it's just light and you don't really experience or feel a lot during the therapy process. But what you start to feel is an improvement in your symptoms. And that got me really interested. My background is in molecular biology and molecular genetics. So I started to read the research and I just found it really fascinating, the research on how it actually works in these cells and the tissues that are trying to heal. And the more I read, the more I realized there was a lot of research out there, a lot of good clinical trials, a lot of evidence to support its use in clinical practice. So then I started to observe the clinic and Dr. Kahn's patients, and I saw remarkable recoveries from everything from traumatic brain injuries and stroke recovery to wound care to dermatological and musculoskeletal issues like arthritis or what have you. So the more I observed and saw the benefits of it, I decided that it would be something I'd like to use in my clinical practice. I have experience as an educator, and so Dr. Khan brought me in as an educator as well as a clinician. And that was, like I say, about 10 or 11 years ago. So, you know, I've lectured at conferences throughout the world, in South Africa and United States, on this topic of photobiomodulation. It's becoming a lot more mainstream now. It's really not a pseudoscience anymore, or it really never was, but now it's reached more mainstream. So a lot of people are aware of the benefits of it, especially in the cosmetic and the aging type of modalities in clinics, because if you go to a medispa, it's not uncommon that you'll see light therapy devices, and it works pretty much the same. So a lot of people now are becoming more and more aware of it and the benefits of it.
If you could give us, like, give the viewers a little bit of a background on the science, like how does it work, and what is photobiomodulation? That'd be great.
Yeah, I like to use the analogy of first of all, photosynthesis, which is, of course, in plants. And we all know that plants grow, they require sunlight. And that sunlight is converted by chlorophyll in a plant into chemical energy. So it's called a photochemical reaction, because it uses photons of light. And if that energy is conserved and converted into a form of energy that the plant can use to grow. So in cells, in humans and other animals, we have something similar to chlorophyll. It's called a photoacceptor. The name is called cytochrome, or cytochrome C oxidase. And this molecule, this enzyme in mitochondria, what controls energy production in cells. So we breathe oxygen, we eat food, which turns into glucose. That's called aerobic respiration. And for this to happen, you require this enzyme and other enzymes as well to produce the energy called ATP, or adenosine triphosphate. This is critical for cells to recover and to repair themselves, and to, you know, to fight the effects of aging, for example. As we age, these number of mitochondria in the cells, they decline. This is why you feel, old people oftentimes feel tired all the time, or lack of energy. It's because the number of mitochondria become depleted and less efficient. So there's a whole science to understanding mitochondria and ways to boost the energy production of cells. And this is one way. And basically how it works is there's certain wavelengths of light, red in particular, and near infrared, which is invisible, is absorbed by this enzyme, the cytochrome enzyme in the powerhouse, these mitochondria. And it actually increases the efficiency, or the ability to produce this energy, this ATP. So basically it makes your body more efficient at using the oxygen and the glucose. And it helps to fight inflammation that oftentimes is associated with injuries and the aging process. So the less inflammation in our bodies, whether that's in our gut or whether that's in our knee joints or in our brain, the better off we are, and the healthier we'll be. So that in a nutshell is basically how it works.
That's very interesting. So if we're, you're basically saying that the sunlight, the some spectrums within sunlight are having this impact on these cytochrome enzymes in mitochondria. So, does that just mean that being outside is going to have these healthy benefits, like getting sunlight just from being outside?
Right. Well, there's a form of therapy called heliotherapy, and that uses natural sunlight. And that goes back thousands of years, since the dawn of man, really, of humankind. And we know that exposure to sunlight is beneficial in many ways, everything from treatment of vitamin D deficiency, like rickets, for example, or what have you, to depression, and certain skin conditions, those kinds of things. And the spectrum of light that achieves that effect is varied. It could be ultraviolet, it could be other wavelengths. But in the case of this type of therapy called photobiomodulation, it's very specific wavelengths. So sunlight is made up of a whole bunch of wavelengths, you know, from ultraviolet through the visible spectrum and infrared. But, and of course, it's essentially it's diluted, right? This type of therapy uses either laser diodes or light emitting diodes to use very specific electromagnetic spectrum, like red and near infrared. And it's those specific narrow band wavelengths that trigger this reaction. Other wavelengths don't really do it for various reasons, including your skin can block certain wavelengths, like ultraviolet doesn't penetrate very deep. But it's just the way they interact with this enzyme in the body that these wavelengths are the ones known to cause this reaction. So in fact, just being out in the sunlight, while it's beneficial, depending on how much dosaging you get, of course, it doesn't have the same effect because it's not concentrated and it doesn't enter the body like it would when you're using these types of devices.
Mm-hmm. Can one have too much? Like, is that possible to have too much treatment of, let's say, photobiomodulator?
Right. Well, it's very much dosage dependent. And by that, I mean, it's like a drug in a way that you have to have enough of the drug, or in this case, the light, to cause the effect in the body. However, if there's too little, then there's really no effect. And if there's too much, it actually doesn't really benefit you at all. There's a negative feedback loop that occurs that actually, unfortunately, is not very helpful. So when this is being applied, you can't just grab any red or near infrared light and apply it to yourself. You have to have the correct dosaging on the skin, and then the correct dosaging that enters the body to a certain depth or what have you, in order to achieve the benefit. There's a window of a dosage, but if there's too much, it's not going to hurt you. It's just not going to have a positive effect. Part of what we do here and what Dr. Khan has spent 3 decades working on is getting these correct dosaging of light. And also there's ways of entering it into the body, like with pulsing the light or a frequency into the tissues as well. And so he's worked on these protocols, the proprietary protocols that we put into our equipment, knowing that they have they're in this dosage range, and it can help these different conditions.
Mm-hmm. So you were mentioning that you have devices at the clinic now that patients can take home. What does that look like? And if you can just maybe give them, what type of conditions would they be taking home for?
Dr. Khan recognized a lot of patients were coming from far away for treatment, and they weren't able to stay in Toronto for any extended period of time, or patients that were just not able to come to the clinic as frequent as possible. So, he realized that. And so he developed a home version of the professional equipment that we use. And he'd been using that for decades. And the last maybe 6 or 7 years, he developed a new, easier to use home system. This system is very much similar to what we use in the clinic, except it doesn't have a class 3B laser. Of course, that's inherently could be dangerous to the eyes. We obviously are trained as professionals to use these high power lasers, but these LEDs that we use in the home devices are much safer and as effective. So they're little controllers. It's very easy to use. The pad is placed over the area that you're treating or what have you. That's part of my role here, is that I support patients that use this equipment through webinars and training webinars, so they get familiar with how to use these devices. Usually they're used maybe 2-3 times a week. If you've seriously hurt yourself, maybe every day. Sometimes they're used just for maintenance or to help your body overall. And that might be used once a week or twice a week, depending. Essentially, it's usually used 20 minutes to an hour every day for different injuries or what have you.
So you were saying mostly for these are like joint problems and like arthritis perhaps or injuries. And are people using it for general well-being? You were saying that it could give you potentially activating the mitochondria.
Yeah, now the general well-being is, there's been a lot of research over the years to show that it has a beneficial effect on the blood, specifically on on white blood cells, and white blood cells, you know, travel in your circulation, and they control inflammation. And they can be triggered to either release pro-inflammatory chemicals that, of course, cause inflammation or make it prolonged. And they can also be triggered to release anti-inflammatory chemicals to help to resolve inflammation or to help to reduce inflammation. And it seems that this photobiomodulation triggers the white blood cells to actually immunomodulate, such that it produces more of these anti-inflammatory chemicals and reduce the pro-inflammatory chemicals. And this has a systemic kind of reaction. In other words, it's whole body reaction because it's your blood. So when these white blood cells are triggered in this way, it can actually help overall inflammation in the body. And aging in itself is associated with inflammation. So from diet to, you know, exercise, and there's other things you can do to reduce over inflammation. And this is just another way of doing it in a very safe, effective manner. So how you do that is you target the blood. So you might put it behind your knee where there's lots of blood vessels, superficial blood vessels. And you would do that just to, you know, to help with this sort of inflammatory state that our bodies unfortunately gravitate to.
So even if you applied one specific area, it could have a systemic effect, is what you're saying, through the blood.
Right, and there's been research to show that that by treating just one area, the effect on the blood, of course, the blood circulates, and that will have an effect throughout your body. Of course, it's stronger closer you are to where you're treating, but because the blood circulates, you know, obviously through the heart and then is pumped around, these benefits theoretically could be helped elsewhere. You know, in general, it's best to always apply the device where you have the problem. But if you're looking at sort of the benefits just as a wellness type of thing, then applying it for a little bit longer period of time over, you know, large areas of blood supply, then that can have that effect for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning that the clinic has been treating for many years patients with head injuries or concussions, post-concussion syndrome. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I know people come from all around the world to get those types of treatments.
Right. And, you know, and this goes back to Dr. Khan when he was treating patients coming in with neck injuries due to whiplash or concussions. And he started to notice that these patients, you know, part of the symptoms of concussions are cognitive. So, you know, everything from memory loss to brain fog, headaches, and so forth. And he was noticing that when he was treating the neck and the upper cervical spine, the upper neck, that these patients, their cognitive symptoms were improving as well. So that got him interested in treating specifically these, what are referred to as traumatic brain injuries. As you mentioned, concussion being the most common. But other things like even stroke recovery or what have you. And so the idea there was when you treat the blood and the spinal cord and the cerebral spinal fluid, this all supplies the brain and the central nervous system, that these positive effects that I've described earlier will have an effect on the central nervous system and to help the injury process that are occurring in the case of concussion. It's like a bruising of the brain and neurons are injured, they don't work properly. And by reducing inflammation, this can help those cells and those tissues to heal as well. This work caught on to the point where quite a well-known author and psychiatrist, Dr. Norman Deutsch, who's written, many of you might know him, he's written two books on neuroplasticity of the brain, the way the brain changes and heals. And he's been one of the New York Times bestsellers and featured on documentaries and so forth. And it just so happens that some of the patients of Norman Deutsch were seeing Dr. Khan, and they ended up talking about these patients. And Norman started to send more and more patients with these cognitive issues. And eventually, Norman wrote about what we do in photobiomodulation and Dr. Khan in his sequel to his first book. And so that obviously raised the awareness of one of the ways that you can help treat and improve neuroplasticity. And neuroplasticity is essentially the ability of the neurons to adapt and to heal themselves. So it's really by increasing the number of neuronal connections to help with recoveries from concussion and stroke, and even to improve symptoms of neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Now, this is all experimental work, but we're seeing very promising results with that.
So when, and for these people who are having a treatment for these head traumas, are they having a red light put right over, like on a, it's like a cap, like, or are they just putting it somewhere else in the body?
Yeah, we usually start with it in the neck and the upper part of the neck, and it's not uncommon that we can also apply the these lighter rays over the what's called transcranial placement, so over the frontal cortex and the back of the occipital cortex and temporal and parietal lobes as well. And of course, this all depends on what the problem is, and everyone's obviously taking on a case-by-case scenario. We've also been working with a neurologist in Durban, South Africa, Dr. Ashley Banjan, who's been using BioFlex in his clinic, in a patient in a clinic in his hospital in Durban, and treating along with post-concussion syndrome, all these neurological types of conditions as well, with really good results as well.
So what do you, I go to some conferences and they have these huge, like huge panels of red light, like you can almost supposed to go in for full body. Do you think that it's just, there's just more exposure, so probably more benefit? Like, what's your thoughts about these types of?
The idea is pretty similar. It's more meant as a general overall well-being as opposed to specific treatment. When you're going for a specific, say, an injury or a condition like arthritis or a torn tendon or whatever, then the therapy has to be directed to a certain depth and directed at that area. So that type of equipment wouldn't make sense to treat those specific conditions, nor would it make sense to treat specific neurological conditions, because you can't control the dosaging in a specific area or what have you. That would be similar to, as I mentioned earlier, like an overall sort of general well-being to treat the body. The difference is being in that type of equipment, the light doesn't touch the skin. So there's a lot of reflection off the tissue. So you have to treat a greater surface area. Our equipment is designed to have what's referred to as a higher energy density. So we don't need to treat the entire body. We can treat smaller sections of it with much greater intense light. And because it touches the skin, more of that light will get into the blood and have that effect.
Got it. Where do you think this field is going? Like, what do you anticipate are the next things that are going to happen in this field of photobiomodulation?
Well, some of the research is interesting. There's been talk of embedded devices, so to treat chronic pain in the spinal cord, to embed light devices that have their own energy source and surgically implanted, and this light is emitted, and it will reduce the inflammation and help with the pain at that level. So I've seen interest in that. I've seen work on heart attacks or myocardial infarctions, where they've treated a bone marrow and stem cells away from the heart. Early research was shown in pigs, and then they started to do with humans to show that when you this light increases the number of stem cells and the activity of stem cells, and stem cells are critical for the repair of any damaged tissue, including myocardial cardiac muscle tissue that's injured in a heart attack. So they've shown benefits of treating a patient that's just had a heart attack with light therapy to reduce the amount of damage that occurs in the heart itself, for example. There's also been research on treating post-COVID patients around the respiratory cage, again, reducing inflammation, because we know COVID causes a cytokine storm, which is an inflammatory process. So it makes sense that this therapy might be helpful for that as well. So there's been case studies and now clinical trials going on to treat that type of disorder as well. You know, it's now being used a lot more for things like hair loss because red light especially is known to help with growth of hair follicle cells. And of course, in dermatology, to help with the aging effects of skin because it works by stimulating fibroblasts, which are found in skin, and they secrete collagen. And of course, collagen is critical for the integrity and what we refer to as sort of younger looking skin because it helps with the thickness of skin. So those are all some of the areas I've seen an increase in research and interest in for sure.
Wow, that's really, that's very exciting. Just the thing about the hair loss piece, I see there are some devices where people can buy these type of devices, red light devices for their scalp. So is there something that you would suggest that what makes a person a good candidate? Is there some way we know from individual factors or what they can do to make better response to these types of treatments, even any type of any type of condition, mm-hmm. even not even hair loss? How do you choose?
Yeah, there are differences in genetic makeup, so some people respond better than others. We're not quite sure why that is. In the case of hair growth, you know, if a hair follicle is dead, you know, then it can't be helpful. It seems to be much more helpful when hair follicles are stagnated or they're not growing very well. Or there's other cases where it's caused by hormonal changes or stress. So it's not a genetic type of issue like, you know, male pattern baldness per se. You see that more common in women. But even in male pattern baldness, they can slow things down and reduce the inflammation and sort of make the hair healthier, for example. But in general, as far as how people react to photobiomodulation, that's where dosaging comes into play because, for example, your skin color is different than mine. So the darker one's skin color is, the less likely light will get through it easily. So we have to adjust the dosaging for that factor. And of course, body size is a factor, whether you're very muscular or thin or larger set or smaller set, one again would have to adjust dosaging. That's part of the training that that our clinicians get when they buy our equipment, of course, is to understand those differences and adjust accordingly. So all those things need to be taken into consideration as well. And of course, there's a severity, whether it's chronic or acute, a mild, moderate, or severe case of arthritis or what have you. That's all part of the picture.
Okay. Where should our viewers go from learning more if they want to learn more about the BioFlex laser, the Human Home Unit? Where should they go for that?
Right, so they can visit us at our website, bioflexlaser.com. Or just Google BioFlex laser, they'll be able to find that information as well. There's lots of free information there, webinars, that kind of thing. I myself broadcast, complimentary webinars every month. You can sign up for that. I oftentimes will do very general ones for the general public so they can just understand a little bit more about this type of therapy, and to learn more about it, for sure, they could do that.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
You're very welcome, Doctor.